Phoneboy Speaks, episode 712, Interoperator Data Roaming.
There's a big he said, she said debate going on right now between AT&T and T-Mobile and the Federal Communications Commission about how much roaming rates are paid for. You know, and this is not the rates that necessarily you pay when in most of the cases you don't pay. It's, you know, these days it's the rates are baked in. And specifically, we're talking about data roaming. You know, as you know, T-Mobile has a much smaller network than AT&T. And so in order to have their service work everywhere, they have to offer or they have to pay for roaming. And all carriers do this, right? Because there's no carrier that has 100% coverage everywhere that they run. They have to, you know, there's certain parts of the country where they don't have service, but they have partners that have similar technology. And so, of course, they essentially pay each other for access to each other's network. And these days, most of the rate plans are such that you don't have to pay for roaming. It's simply included. It's usually, you know, such a small percentage of the overall money that the carrier spends or that you spend that it's not a big deal. Although for smaller, for T-Mobile or Sprint, I mean, if you excessively roam, it actually does cost them money. And so they might restrict if you're not on T-Mobile's actual network. And, you know, if you're trying to use data or something, especially if you use too much of it. So, but of course, you know, T-Mobile is trying to get the FCC to clarify what is a commercially reasonable roaming rate, and that's what the debate is about: is how much is AT&T charging, and is it comparable to what, you know, the rest of the industry is? And I think I could look at it and, you know, the rates that are being quoted in the media. I think if you actually look at them and you actually multiply them out, even if those rates are true, they're charging T-Mobile more than AT&T would charge me as a retail customer using like pay as you go, right? Because I think the standard is, you know, probably like $10 a megabyte or something, which is about, and this is pretty normal. And, you know, an AT&T is supposedly charging like 28 cents or 30 cents or some, you know, I don't know. I mean, they're charging more than the retail price. And at the wholesale price, let's face it, it doesn't cost AT&T anything. And, you know, an AT&T is saying, you know, T-Mobile should be building its own network. And, you know, that's easier said than done. And of course, you know, the other thing you need aside from the towers is the special access line, which, guess what? Verizon and AT&T control 80 or 90% of that market anyway. So no matter what, AT&T and Verizon are making out like bandits here, because they're gonna get the money from the carriers one way or the other. And, you know, so there's rules that, you know, the FCC had put out that said that the carriers have to, you know, allow data roaming, and they have to do it on commercially reasonable terms. And all T-Mobile's asking to do is define what is commercially reasonable, and, you know, and have some sort of benchmark so that, you know, T-Mobile knows, okay, it's paying the going rate versus, you know, AT&T just being, you know, jacking things up, which is, you know, historically AT&T has done exactly those kinds of things, right? They're playing a lot of shell games and trying to, you know, hide what it is that that T-Mobile's actually paying, right? And so that's this is nothing new. This is just, you know, the all stuff that's going on behind the scenes you wouldn't know about, but you know, this is stuff that makes a difference, right? It sort of levels the playing field, and it's in everybody's best interest to allow roaming. I think it's just, you know, technically it's been an issue for a while, but it's, you know, for everybody to be able to use their phone, it should, you know, it should allow it. It's, you know, again, but what's the cost? And that's, you know, that's what the debate is really. And you know, hopefully, T-Mobile and AT&T will sort it out, but or, you know, the FCC will come down, but this. It's just kind of fun to watch this on the sidelines, but I hope that the FCC figures out, you know, this is one of the many issues, of course, they have to figure out, you know, in addition to all the net neutrality stuff, is, you know, is, should they do anything or not? And I think, you know, it's hard to say, because I don't really know all the facts. There's been a number of reports about it, and, you know, I would hope that the cost would be going down, because it really doesn't cost AT&T that much. And yeah, they may be paying, you know, they say they put more out as far, you know, in the net, they pay more in roaming. But AT&T makes a ton of money, a ton more money than T-Mobile. So for them, the actual actual, you know, the relative cost is not nearly as much as it is for T-Mobile, who's a much smaller provider. And so, but this kind of stuff goes on all the time, and, you know, with other carriers, I guess, and other parts of the world. But it is, you know, because the U.S. is such a big place, and because of the way that spectrum is allocated, we have these weird rules, and so hopefully they sort this out, and then, you know, everybody's paying the, you know, quote unquote a fair price, and you know, AT&T and Verizon can stop gouging everybody else, but you know, but I don't know. I guess I don't. I have little faith in the FCC, unfortunately, but we can hope that maybe they come up with some guidelines that make sense. And that way everybody, and that way they know. But again, as a consumer, you know, you benefit because you'll be able to use your phone in more places, even where the other carriers don't have space. But I don't know. This is just, it's all just, you know, inside baseball for telecoms, I guess.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.